Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
The second quarter has been a bit more challenging for the Straits Times Index, which seems to be falling further and further below that 3,200 level. Of course, the introduction of tighter social restrictions to try and curb the recent uptick, at least in COVID-19 cases here in Singapore, has not helped the outlook for markets overall. But a funny thing was observed actually in the month of April. On certain days and on more than one occasion, we did see that small and mid-cap stocks on the balance seem to have done better than some of their blue-chip counterparts, hinting at a potential rotation that could be underway. Well, it's a what a coincidence. We do know that RHB is set to release their small cap top 20 jewels. This is an annual list that they usually put out there to alert investors as to whether or not there are small or mid caps and smaller plays on the broader mainboard and catalyst that investors should probably keep their eyes out for. Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are pleased to be joined by Mr. Jarek Seat. He's the head of small and mid caps research out at RHB, and he's here to share with us what they're looking at and what they're eyeing in particular with regards to movements and trends among Singapore's small and mid caps, and if there's any value plays or bargains that can be had for investors. Jarek, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these uncertain times. And welcome back to the welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much, JP. I mean, it's a privilege for me to join this show as well. I'm glad to join.
Okay, yeah, great. So, Jarek, as I mentioned, there was a notable thing in the month of April when I was covering markets, and when we saw the SCI dance around that 3,200 level, on more than one occasion, we actually saw that the balance of stocks that closed in the green were higher than the losers on days, regardless of which way the STI moved. Do you think that this might be hinting at a possible rotation from blue chips to small and mid caps underway, or is this something that's probably just coincidental?
Yes, you're right, JP. We do think that, you know, there's a rotation towards more of the blue chips to the small mid-cap stocks. Basically, we do think that the blue chips most of them have actually re-rated already, and gradually interest has actually been moving into the good quality small mid-cap names with good fundamentals, all in line with market themes. Example like the semicon boom, or cyclical recovery stocks, or resources stocks, as well as COVID-19 beneficiaries when cases spiked up, you know, in the last few days, for example. So we do think that many of these names in the small mid-cap space are still not valued fairly or are really considered undervalued from our angle. And we do see interest, in fact, actually gaining. And we do believe that, you know, going forward in the next few months, we do see that this valuation gap will start to close.
You mentioned tech a while ago, and of course, the one big question also is the booming semiconductor play across the world because of this shortage. Now, it might be a little bit more difficult difficult for investors to dig through possible connections between Singapore and these two particular trends, based on your research in small and mid caps, because there's still a lot of small and mid cap players that actually are connected to this. Where do you think some of these values are for this particular space that you've identified, tech and semiconductor, for instance?
So for the tech and semicon space, I think for Singapore, we have to look through the supply chain. So basically, we have a few companies that in Singapore that we consider proxies to the semicon trend. The three well-known ones are your AEM, Franken, and UMS. For Franken, we do have it in this year's edition in our book, in our small mid-cap top 20 pick jewels. So basically, we do think that, you know, even though Franken semicon segment has grown well in FY20, you know, with global companies in the semicon space actually pumping huge capex for expansion, as well as, you know, in the US and China are actually separating their supply chains from one another, mm-hmm. and both are still building up capabilities and pumping in huge capex for growth, for semicon growth, and with the lack of chips, you know, basically Franken semicon segment is expected to still grow at a strong double digit this year, even with a strong growth already last year, a bit from a higher base. So, you know, Franken is one of the key proxies in the semicon chain that we do think will benefit from this semicon boom. Basically, another trend that has been ongoing is also on the IT security and network systems. So basically, companies are actually spending more, to upgrade their IT systems, their security systems. You know, and this trend has been ongoing for the past 5 to 10 years, digitalization, for example. But COVID-19 sort of hastens this process last year. Basically, I think most companies last year have scrambled to upgrade their systems, you know, to suit this work-from-home culture as well. But going forward, we do think that this trend will continue. And you know, another company that we highlight is MultiChem, who are actually distributing IT and security network systems, and they will likely see growth continuing, you know, this year as well as the next few years as well, as companies continue to ramp up on their IT technical and capabilities.
All right. We're speaking to Mr. Jarek Seed, the head of small and mid-caps research at RHB today, and he's highlighting some of the findings in RHB's latest small-cap top 20 jewels list for 2021. Of course, this is a year where we're still feeling the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, right, Jarek? And COVID-19 issues have begun to worry markets once again. You have that harrowing resurgence in India, the Tokyo Olympics under threat of cancellation again. Even here in Singapore, those new clusters that have proved rather challenging to really link and contain in the last week. How might this impact the fate of small and mid-caps that have been waiting for an economic bounce back to really boost their prospects and help them also catch up with some of these blue chips that started the year very strongly? What are your thoughts as to whether or not this might blunt or if this will not derail any potential recovery for the small and mid-caps that they're trying to undergo?
Sure. We think that it will definitely be a setback to these stocks as well as to the global economic recovery if the outbreak and global lockdown occurs again. However, we do have faith that, you know, governments around the world are doing their best to prevent this from happening, especially lockdowns like Singapore. I mean, we are trying to avoid a lockdown as much as possible. And, you know, if you compare to last year in 2020, I think governments around the world are more experienced in dealing with the virus outbreak now. Mm-hmm. So basically, with contact tracing and all this, they are more efficient. So basically, I think we can actually curb the spread faster as compared to previously, and we know what to do more efficiently now. In addition, you know, with the global vaccination program ongoing, if you read the news, basically vaccinated people who are vaccinated, even though they can get COVID-19 again, but the symptoms are actually less serious. So this is also an important point that will actually help in the recovery going forward. So, worst to worst, we actually do have a few COVID-19 beneficiaries in the book as well. So basically, like Riverstone, they will likely continue to do well mm-hmm. if COVID-19 continues, but hopefully not, you know, for the greater good of mankind. But yeah.
Okay. So, Jarek, let's take a step back and talk about RHB's bottom-up screening process for this year's top 20 small to mid-cap jewels. Can you talk to us about what process you guys go through, what facets do you prioritize in terms of screening for these top 20 small and mid-cap stocks? And if you had to make any tweaks or changes to account for the extraordinary events of the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on markets?
Sure. So basically, end of the day, we look for actually fundamental good companies who have a story and fits our investment angle. So all these 20 stocks have a different angle, which we identified them to be undervalued and able to deliver further returns this year. Basically, some of the key metrics we use are, you know, ROEs, PEs, ROA, as well as your price-to-book ratio and so on, dividend yield. Key to it is also we have to meet management. Management is one of the key criteria that we assess in terms of corporate governance and so on. We also look at ESG factors and whether they suit the current ESG teams for the markets. Basically, next we will look at, you know, which companies suits into the current market team. But, you know, I think the market has been actually moving into teams to and fro, you know, in the last few months and mm-hmm. last few months, especially, you know, there's the semi-contact play, then there's the COVID-19 play, and then after that, there's the, you know, new play, and then there's a market recovery play. So basically, you know, as every day is a different team, or some days, some weeks is a different team. So example for, you know, the last few days, it was the COVID-19 play, where we see, you know, COVID-19 beneficiary stocks starts going up and your market and your economic recovery play starts going down. So basically, we do think that also there's also some growth stocks who actually became stronger after the pandemic, and they made their operations more efficient, you know, coupled with the demise of their competitors. So end of the day, we do think that, you know, it's the fundamentals for us that counts for these stocks in the book.
All right. You know, when you're looking for small and mid-caps, if you're a retail investor, it can be a tedious process in terms of researching because of so many offers out there. And you also have to ascertain liquidity, the quality of the company, as you mentioned a while ago, Jarek. If there are retail investors who are looking for advice on how to better screen or pick possible smaller mid-caps to add to their portfolios, what advice might you give them in terms of screening and doing research with regards to picking or adding some of these small and mid-caps to their portfolios if they wanted to do their own research, Jarek? What are your thoughts?
Sure, JP. I mean, I think that my advice would be for everyone is to still put in the hard work and time needed. For if you are looking to research into the small mid-cap space, ample research is really needed and you need to do your due diligence. You also have to judge management criteria pretty strongly because, you know, whether they can deliver or not is another key criteria for success and for returns as well. So I think for screening-wise, you can start to look at global teams. You know, global teams like, for example, Semicon Boom. And then you can start to look at, you know, which company in Singapore has the biggest exposure to Semicon sector and who are their end clients. And you can work your way from there. If the clients are doing well and how much percentage of the revenue they are actually, you know, getting from the clients, that will also help you in your decision-making process. You also can start to screen for, I would say, depending on what you are looking for. For example, some retail investors, they want high yield, high dividend yields. You can start to screen for high dividend yield companies and whether is it sustainable or not. You can look at their past track record and also how are they able to sustain this dividend yield, for example. So, you know, yeah, you can screen. I mean, different investors have different ones and also different risk profiles. So basically, you know, if they want to screen for small mid-cap hidden gems, they will have to put in the work needed as well as the due diligence. Yeah. And also the market is at an all-time high now, which makes stock selection even more critical.
Finally, Jarek, I do want to ask you, we've talked about the semiconductor space, we've talked about the growth stock, the dividend yields, we've talked about the COVID-19 play. Is there any particular stock on the list that you found particularly interesting, either from an earnings standpoint or, say, other issues, whether it be leadership or maybe just like you like the new logo that the company has? Jarek, is there any particular stock on that list that you actually really caught your fancy for any reason?
Okay, sure. I mean, JP, just to be fair, I think we do have many high conviction ideas in the book. Mm-hmm. And if you compare our last year's performance, actually, the last year's performance book, the performance across the book performed, with a value-weighted holding period of 46.7% and an equal-weighted holding period return of 61.1% as compared to FSTS, which is 31%, or FFSTI of 22.2%. So we actually outperform, the Singapore market in general. And overall, for last year, there were 20 gainers. All 20 were gainers, with winners spending across various sectors, for last year. For this year, you know, we do think that, most of our picks, we are still committed in most of our picks, but if we have to choose, one or two stocks from the book, I would be particularly bullish on Multicam. That will look actually quite interesting because they have a good yield of about 4.4%. 50% of its market cap is made up of net cash. They are trading at a single-digit PE, which is rather hard to find now in the Singapore market for tech stocks. And they have actually transited into the IT distribution business many years ago and have grown steadily for the last 5 years. Revenue growth has grown steadily for the last 5 years, and we do think that this trend will likely continue as the work-from-home culture strengthens, and we believe that many companies will likely still need to enhance their IT systems even further going forward as well. So this is one of the companies that I find particularly interesting.
I'd like to thank Mr. Jarek Seet, Head of Small Midcaps Research at RHB, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to share with us RHB's latest Small Cap Top 20 Jewels list. They have just released it for 2021. And Jarek, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times. We look forward to the next time you can join us on the show. Pleasure to meet you and have a great rest of the week ahead, sir.
Sure. Thank you so much, JP. It's a pleasure for me to be on the show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.